Good morning. Two quick things, and then Tris gets the floor. So we're here for a baptism, and we always need to mention that as wonderful as the waters of East Bay Mud are, they cannot and do not cleanse sin. But it's great water. But it can't cleanse sin. Only Jesus' blood, only the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse us from our sin. And Tris is being baptized today, not as some ritual to purify himself, but he is doing it out of obedience to the Lord Jesus, who has purified him because of his faith in his work. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, a lot of you remember Tom Niebuhr, who used to be the baptism coordinator here. Tom had an interesting theory that connected this tank with the health of our church. And the theory went like this. There's a little recess, so when you let all the water out, there's a little puddle left in the tank. And Tom's theory was that as long as that was moist, our church is healthy. But if it was dry, it's been too long since a baptism. So I snuck up here last night and checked out the tank, dry as a bone. So if you remember our annual meeting that we had here in June, our goal this year is 8 baptisms. Tris is the first one. So let's pray for more people to follow in obedience to the Lord Jesus. And if you're somebody who's a follower of Jesus and you haven't taken this step, pray about it and talk to Randy or I. All right, Tris.
I grew up in a Christian home a couple doors from here. I went to Fairhaven from the moment I was born. At the same time as my parents, we would weekly go to small group Bible study at Greg and Esther Arnott's house. I started going to Awana on Thursdays. Even though I learned Bible truths all the time at home, I still was disrespectful and disobedient to my parents, struggled with anger, would lie, steal, hide things behind my parents' back. I just couldn't help myself. When I was younger, my friends would joke around with me. I would get angry and would try to hurt them. I knew that wasn't the proper response. I had a problem with sin. In Romans 6:23 it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." That included me. At first, I only went to Awana's to play games and sing songs. As I grew older, my parents would ask me what the gospel was before bed every night. The gospel means the good news. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 through 4 tells us what this good news is. It is that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. I could repeat this word for word, but did not understand what it meant. My dad and I would have conversations about it in our car rides to my baseball practices and games. In the summer of 2016, I went to kids' camp at Koinonia. I heard the story of Moses and God's judgment upon Pharaoh. This caused me to have fear of going to hell. All I knew was that I was not going to heaven, and that something had to change. On that Thursday, the teacher explained that Jesus took my sins when he died on the cross, and I wanted to be saved from hell. So that day, I prayed to God and made a decision to believe that Jesus died and paid for my sins, and follow him. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 10, it says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Once I did that, it was like how you feel when you've been sick and now you're all better. I was not scared of being separated from God anymore. Since then, I still at times get angry with others, but now I choose not to hurt them, but instead to talk with them and to make things right, because I want to do what Jesus says. I want to give a special thanks to Miss Vita, Mr. Whitworth, Mr. and Mrs. Arnott, Mr. Fitzgerald, Mr. Peralt, and Mr. Grossman, and my dad for guiding me and encouraging me through my new Christian walk. So today, in obedience to Jesus, I've chosen to be baptized.
Tris? Tris, are you trusting in the work of the Lord Jesus for your salvation? Based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.